Welcome to Inside the Food Biz. I am Ruben Torres, your co-host, and today we are having Risa of Giggling Goodies. She stopped by. Great interview, learning how she's getting involved in the baking world and things that she's learning, and it was very insightful. We learned a lot from this interview as well. So we happened to have done a Facebook Live video for this, and it kind of blew up, and we thank Risa for her resources and her people sharing and all that good stuff. So hey, I hope you guys share this podcast interview as well. Tell your friends, and you guys happen to know anybody that you feel needs to be on the show, reach out, let us know. This episode is brought to you by Savor Catering. Make sure you check us out, savorcater.com. And let's go ahead and get into this with Risa. Here's your host, Eric Rimmela.
You're listening to Inside the Food Biz Podcast, where we bring you insightful culinary conversations with today's leading food biz professionals. And here's your host, Eric Rimmela.
So, welcome to another episode of Inside the Food Biz with Ruben Torres and Eric Rimmela. And our guest today is Risa Nicole Perez from Giggling Goodies by Risa. Risa, sorry. Well, okay, let's start right there. So how did you come up with that name?
So my name Risa in Spanish means laugh or smile.
Smile, sir.
So that's where Risa the giggling comes in, and I make goodies. So it took me a while to kind of put it all together, but I thought it was a great fit.
Yeah. So how, you know, you've been in business for how long now?
I started probably in business about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
After my daughter's first birthday. And then the last 2 years has really been the main focus and promotions and marketing. When I left my day job and actually just went full force into the Giggling Goodies business.
So that actually happened, so 2 years ago?
A little less than 2 years ago, yes.
Yeah. So was it a big leap of faith, you know, just to go into it and say, hey, I'm giving up my day job, which was then your income, and say, wow, I'm doing this by myself, and I don't know what's going to happen to me tomorrow.
Yes, a complete jump of faith, leap of faith. I worked part-time. I am a mom, so I worked part-time, and that was my sole source of income, and did the cakes on the side. And then I decided, well, I think I can make more if I just kept pushing the cakes, and then it would be facilitate things with the kids and getting to school and sports and everything.
Yeah. So just to explain what Risa does, so she's in the sweets business, shall I say. and we have some
samples. Look at. See, so those.
You might want to show them.
Those, the listeners can't even fathom what we have here, but let's see if we can do the.
See, you have to describe it.
Facebook Live. See that? Some goodies. Let's see. Boom.
I mean, you know, usually Ruben is not like that, but I think he wanted to get to it fast.
Yeah, I got excited with the goodies. So.
I can tell. It was like
treats in front of me, and I get excited.
Well, I have an assortment today. If you guys want to jump
into those.
Yeah,
please describe it.
Today I brought a chocolate salted caramel, which are falling over a little bit, and then I have Risa's peanut butter cup,
nice.
Lemon zest, a cinnamon bun, and a strawberry shortcake.
Nice.
No, they do look good, you know, especially for our listeners. You know, it's like that famous radio face. But no, they look very good, and the thing is, really, with you, you know, everything is handmade.
Yes.
So, what initially sparked you? So you said, okay, you started doing it on the side, but did you have any background in baking or?
So I've never been to culinary school or pastry school. I just always loved cooking, playing with recipes. I've always loved baking. And when I had kids, I just always wanted to create their cakes. So it kind of came from there. The passion just has always been inside. When I was young, I used to watch cooking shows and The Frugal Gourmet. That probably ages me.
When she was young. Yeah. I'm like, okay, won't go there, I suppose.
When I was younger. So that really just, I've always had that spark and loved baking. So it's just progressed, and it really interests me, and I love creating and learning new things as I'm creating.
Mm-hmm. So was there a lot of trial and error?
Yes. With recipes, yes, there is a lot of trial and error. Everybody would love to be my guinea pig, which is always great. So I have a lot of guinea pigs, which is good. And definitely, even in creating the works of art, like people say the works of art, I literally don't know what I'm going to do, how I'm going to make it, but I figure it out. So there's a lot of testing and figuring it out.
Yeah. So you're actually seeing something that you like and you say, oh, I would like to reproduce that? Or is it more you have something in your mind and you say, I really want to create that?
So it depends. And it depends, and now with my customer base, it depends on what the customer asks for. Sometimes they have a picture, and they're like, I want this cake, and I want it to look like this. Okay, I can do that. Sometimes they want it, they have some ideas, and go with a couple of these ideas and put them all together. Or they just let me, they say, you definitely have the artistic approach. I love your work. This is what I like. Please try and make something for me. So those are fun. Like I have one coming up that they told me what they like, what interests they have, and then I just kind of put it all together, and they really love the cake.
So. Well, yeah, but that's in quintessence really what you want.
Yeah.
Them to actually then love the cake.
Yes. Yes.
So beside cakes, what else do you do?
So I do cakes, the custom cakes, and I also do weddings and mini cupcakes, regular size cupcakes. I have another side where I also make the edible toppers, and those another creative side where I can make it match the theme of your party. Mm-hmm. And then I make decorative cookies.
So when you say you make edible toppers, what do you mean with that?
So either it depends what, like let's say we had a baby shower and it was a flower theme. So I can make like edible flowers either out of fondant, gum paste. Fondant tastes better than gum paste. Sometimes cookies can be used for certain toppers, almost like the decorative cookies, a little cookie.
Yeah, and what you hear in the background there, you know, is they want to come and arrest Risa because of over sugaring.
Yes.
Are you feeling okay, Ruben?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I was just, I noticed the sirens. Yeah. We are in South San Diego, and we hear a lot of that here in we're like on the borderline of Chula Vista and South San Diego, so we hear a lot of that. So it's not too bad.
Well, but I'm not sure that sounds a little odd the way you're saying that. We hear that a lot.
Well, we're this close to the freeway. We're like right off the freeway. Remember, we heard the crazy accident the other day.
Oh,
and, you know,
man.
We get a lot.
Yeah, we heard a crash. Just went like.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
and then afterwards, yeah, I drove down the street and there was this car which was totally total, and it had rammed the tree, and the guy was lying outside of his car.
Yeah, yeah, we had all kinds of cool stuff happening around.
Keeps the day exciting.
Yeah,
yeah, and Ruben loves that.
Yeah, you got to keep it going. Like if you get bored around here, like there's always something, some kind of excitement you can get. You go downstairs and see what the guys are doing downstairs. There's always something cool going on, you know. Then we get some exciting guests coming by too, so we get a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. Yeah. So, sorry, coming back to the table toppings. To the toppings, the eatable toppings.
Oh, yes.
So the themes, so clients come to you and say, oh, I have a paper company, And I would like a cake top, which represents, well, sheet of papers, maybe.
Maybe we'd make, like, paper airplanes or something. Yeah. Paper airplane edible toppers, something to look like that.
What has been some of the craziest stuff that you've been asked to make?
So I made a cake that was pretty cool, and it was, dropped my mind what his name was, but the little goblin guy from The Hobbit, and he,
yes.
And,
oh, yeah. Gollum,
yes, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And I made him, like, coming out of a ring, like, so it was pretty cool. Nice. That was one of my first, like, sculpted cakes where I kind of, like, cut the cake to make it look like that and painted. It was fun to make. That was a lot different. And then I, like, a Star Wars cakes, like, I've made a X-Wing and... I actually saw that on
your website.
Yes,
I believe.
That one is.
Yeah.
So were you doing art, like painting or sculpting or anything before this?
Yeah, so I used to do art. Yeah, I used to paint, which I like painting. And it's almost like painting on another medium, using the royal icing and things like that. In high school and college, I loved art, but I never, like, actually focused on it. Mm. But I would paint, like, on the side.
Nice. You still paint?
No, I don't have time. Well, I paint on my cakes. No.
Yeah, there you go. No, we're looking for some art for our tasting room. So if you have any you want to display here, we're all open.
We're takers, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're looking for some art. So how busy, you're saying right now is you've been pretty busy. When is the busy season for what you do?
Busy season... I would say is summer, because there's a lot of summer weddings. There's a lot of summer birthday parties. Like, a lot of people like to throw the birthday parties. They're outdoors. They're at parks. So summer to fall here, because it's still summer in the fall. But also, like, Christmas, around that time, there seems to be a lot of winter weddings nowadays.
Oh, nice. I never knew that, the winter weddings.
Well, actually, the weather's beautiful.
Yeah, and more than your thing. I mean, you have even, you know, those New Year's Eve weddings and all that. It has become more common, you know, not to just wed at a certain time. Before, it was like between really May and, you know...
like September.
Yeah, September. That was like the end. But things have changed. I mean, first, because many venues are not accessible. You know, they're already booked. And then sometimes there can be also price difference.
Yes, that's
true. In the rentals, so, yeah.
What are some of the challenges that you've kind of come across in your business?
So, challenges, I would say, is just getting the right ratios in baking and buttercreams or what. So there was a point in time where my buttercream was not where I wanted it to be, and I just remember there was one cake that I was so sad because it just kept melting because it's hot, you know. And it just kept
melting. So buttercream is the topping, right? That's the,
so
like the icing?
Icing. Okay. So that buttercream, I finally perfected the recipe and now have made it so it's not like drooping off where I'm like, delivering the cake and then, oh, I'm sorry.
So mainly you're really working with your own recipes.
Yeah. I do find recipes online. I look online and kind of start from those recipes and might add in a few things, change it up. But some bases are from there, and some are just I figured out how to make it mix well.
That's funny, yeah.
Business-wise, what would you say, like, on the business side of stuff? Because you'd mentioned earlier you were kind of iffy, like, oh, man, did I make the right move in jumping into this? Business-wise, what are some of the challenges that you see in your business?
Business-wise, it's just, you know, finding the right area to market in and finding the right. So I'm basically, I think my market is like the Chula Vista area, I feel. I'm branched out in San Diego, but it's not as big in other areas of San Diego, certain parts. I just think getting that steady turnover of customers is one of the challenges.
And what does one do to market what you do?
I do a lot of tasting events. I do a few of those. I used to, when I had more time, I would go around to certain offices and bring some goodies maybe at their sales meetings and kind of put myself out there and show them. Like, I used to work in real estate, so for me that was an easy market, and let them know, well, these are great for closing packages, and you can customize them to each person, you know,
like
personalize
that closing
them.
Package.
Even open houses, they're great for all of that. So it's just finding that niche of where it's going to work in that part of the business.
So when you started, did you just jump in, or did you really like make a business plan, made a budget, you know, like
the people real business stuff.
Yeah. Or did you just decide, okay, I do it because I can?
It was kind of the, I have the skills. I can definitely do this. People like my stuff and they're happy with it. I'm just going to go with it. Have I sat down and actually written out a business plan? No. I need to still. Do I have visions and goals? They're getting there. I'm part of a new mastermind group, which is helping me set goals and attain them. The business side is where I need, that's the challenge, is the business side is getting everything in line.
So tell me a little bit about the mastermind group.
Mm-hmm. So I do a mastermind group, which right now I'm a little bit on a break because the kids are out of school, so it's a little harder for me to be as involved with Linda West, and I know you're friends with her.
We just posted her mastermind group as a matter of fact.
And it's a great group, and it's a bunch of, right now there's in my group there's a few women, and we put out our goals and what we want to achieve in our business, maybe some of the struggles, and it's nice because you hear others, like kind of where they've also had some maybe issues or even where their the achievements and what's helped them, so they kind of give you ideas of how you can work on certain parts of the business.
Well, that's good to hear.
And holds you accountable.
And holds you accountable. Well, with me it's my bank.
That's true though too.
Have you been to one of these mastermind groups before, Eric?
No, I have not.
I have not either. I've heard very good things about the mastermind groups. I was invited to one, and just because of my scheduling and everything, I wasn't able to jump in, you know. But I hear good things about these things, and I think maybe we should probably sit in one, and maybe even Linda's, just go check it out and see what they got going on, because it's good on the business side of things, right? Because they, from what I hear, like you know, everybody kind of sits, in front of this group, and they kind of tell you how to improve and how to make changes within your business and that kind of stuff, right?
Okay, I drink to that, you know, so if I ever go to an AA meeting.
Oh, no.
There it is.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so you started it. What was like your biggest challenge at the very beginning? Because you're there, you said you just jumped into it. You didn't have a business plan. You didn't have a budget. So you really kind of rolled with the punches, I suppose.
Yeah, I didn't take any loans out. I haven't taken any loans out. I've just really...
Please, to everybody who's listening, she hasn't taken any loans out
yet.
the bankers amongst you.
Yes, so I haven't yet, but a challenge was just a couple months into it. I started not having as much business. People weren't contacting me. I wasn't getting it out there yet. And that was the first month that I finally did a tasting event. Mm-hmm. And like I said, those really turned around, and I've gotten a lot of people that were interested once they tasted my goodies and I spoke with them. But definitely that was a challenge, because you start thinking, gosh, I don't know, did I make the right move? Because I can't be slow. That's not at all what you can be.
So if I understand right, so you started your business, you had already a certain clientele, which was already buying, but then the demand didn't come.
Right. It wasn't enough clientele, I think, truthfully, to take that jump, but it was... the right time for me to do it, just to follow my passion. So then you have to do things to make it happen, of course. Aside from that, I probably started promoting more, putting it out on social media, which was great. Social media has been a great asset to the company. Instagram, which I wasn't on before, has had a whole new client base. Okay. And then eventually I got into Yelp, which has been a great turnaround in clients as well.
Nice. So out of all those, which do you feel works best for you?
It's kind of a little bit of all of them, but Yelp has been a really great, it's been a whole different side of it, because you have Yelp users that check you out, see your comments, and see what star rating you are at, which is great. They see your, I have pictures on there, and they like really are excited about it. So I want to have them, but sometimes like there's a lot of people that call a little last minute, like, mm-hmm. Oh, I need a cake for tomorrow. So I have to explain, well, I am a custom baker, so I normally need at least a 2 to 3 week notice for orders. Sometimes I could squeeze you in, but it depends. So that's the only scary part.
So you've been under some of those time crunches and delivered?
Yes, I have delivered sometimes. Ouch. Yeah. In that's a couple of days could turn it around.
Wow. Yeah, that's some dedication. Some serious dedication.
Lack of sleep.
For real. So what is the worst what can happen to you in regards to the baking? Because before you described, you couldn't get your buttercream mix right, so mm-hmm. you know, everything just started melting. But it's true, I mean, it's great to live in San Diego, Chula Vista. We have the greatest climate, but it can be quite warm.
Yeah, you have to kind of figure out, which I had to figure out as well, even keeping the cake moist. You know, sometimes with our weather, when it was really humid and hot, there was a period where, you know, like, I didn't know, like, your cake can dry out, and my cake is normally moist. So I was just like, okay, let me figure out how to do this, because I don't want that to happen. And definitely I don't want my clients to say, oh, this is not moist, because that's not what a baker wants to hear at all. So it is trying to figure that all out. So you don't want your cake, of course, to fall apart and just like structure wise, just fall. Especially on a delivery. Those are always fun. Right? And just maybe a piece of fondant artwork that you made to break. Like, you know, that's another downfall. It's like, so, oh my God.
Has that happened?
It has happened. Not, I fixed
nothing
it
nothing you couldn't repair.
Yes. fixed before it happened. So fixed before it had to be turned around, or kind of did a little bit of change, and it still worked out great.
So what do you use as super glue?
Well, fondant is, water, and fondant makes it sticky. Sometimes a royal icing, sometimes I got to look online and see, what can I do to help this? So it's a little bit of research, too, behind it.
Is your business pretty competitive? I mean, because you see bakeries everywhere, but what you do is a little more custom. Is it, do you find it that there's a lot of competition?
There is competition. Even just in Chula Vista, there's a lot of great bakers, a lot of bakers that have a lot of talent as well. And it's just really, I feel making a relationship with your customers is a big plus. When you're doing business with your customer, aside from making the cake and making it how they want it and making it taste good, because that's a big plus, is having a good relationship with them, and trying to make sure that you're there, they're your customer, and you're you know, trying to help them achieve what they want for their special event.
Do you find yourself going to some of their websites or like Facebook pages and just kind of checking out what the competition is? So
I'm guilty.
No, okay, nothing wrong with that. Believe me.
Every business does it.
We do the same thing.
Right?
Every business does it. But what do you find yourself doing different than what they do?
Well, I think every baker has their artistic touch, and I think every person has a different way of doing things and has a different way to finalize their product. And I mean, for me, I just every cake that I turn out, every cupcake, every cookie is just, I really focus on it and like really, I love that piece, you know, I love it. But so it just definitely depends on the person, how they, you know, they finalize and they, that word just escaped in my mind, but yeah, just the, how they perfect their skill is really what it is.
Nice. So how often do you change, you know, your recipes? Is it more like, you know, a demand thing, you know, that you feel, oh, you know, that red velvet cupcake has gotten old, you know, people want to see something else?
I have a variety of flavors. I have at least 20 flavors to choose from right now. I always like playing with new flavors and when I have time. So I haven't in a while, but I have ideas in my head of new flavors to make. Some flavors I've made and maybe they haven't made my flavor list. And then there's people that come and ask me, do you make this certain flavor? Oh, well, I can figure it out. Sure. And then it's the playing with it for a little bit. But
do you make anything bacon?
Oh, so I have made a maple bacon cupcake before. So
I got to try that one.
Yeah, it was a maple bacon pancake.
I'm a bacon fan.
Oh, okay. I'll have to make that.
And do you, and this may be odd, but because we were talking about it last week, do you have you had any requests for like medicated?
Oh, interesting.
Hush brownies.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yes.
Well, here they call them differently.
I think they're just either they're special or medicated.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, you know, coming from Europe, you know, we call them hush brownies.
Hush brownies. So.
But
right.
Sorry.
No. I haven't had someone specifically ask me for that. I have had the approach of asking for my business. Would I be against that? So. I've contemplated that thought. My name goes great with it. But
you mean the giggle part?
Yes. and I know it's a market that would be a great growth. Actually, once it's legalized here, it wouldn't be something that I would oppose legally. So I don't know.
So you're going to vote for it in November? Is that what you're telling?
No, not necessarily. Sorry, no. So it's kind of like it's a hit and miss type subject.
Put it that way. If it happened to happen, yes, you could see yourself. If it doesn't, you don't see yourself.
Maybe and yes and no. Yep. Yeah. It's kind of all over fair. There.
That's great answer. No, I was just wondering because we were talking about it last week.
And, I did.
You know, it's just one of those things. Like, I vowed never to do that ever again, but.
He didn't say the again.
Yeah, it wasn't very good for me. It wasn't a good trip for me, but
I understand. I did make a cake for a person that had one of those companies. So I put their logo on it, and I realized after I was like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah. What it is?
Oh yeah, what's okay. That leaf doing here?
Yeah,
makes sense.
Awesome. So we're like, no, it wasn't a grape wine leaf. No.
Well, it wasn't a leaf. I mean, it was their logo. It was baked something, and then I realized baked. Oh, not baked. Wow.
Not your kind of baking.
That's
different. That's kind of actually baking. Funny. I like that. Different kind of baking. Oh, gosh. Okay, so coming back... you said, okay, there weren't as many customers, you know, as you anticipated. You started doing the tastings. Mm-hmm. And after that, what was the next step?
That's what I've basically done. The tasting events, the fundraisers. I've done other type of events, I guess. I guess it would categorize in the fundraisers, golf tournaments. The Berry Best Chocolate Fest. Also, just like I said, the social media and just putting myself out there.
Well, that's nice. It's how basically you ended up here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
Wait, but you already had a relationship or a friendship with, you already knew, was it your father, uncle? You already knew.
Oh, so. He's speaking about Tom.
Tom, yeah, my uncle.
From the Rotary, right?
Yeah, well, from the Rotary, but it really came at the same time.
Right, I mean, all like, well, he realized it like when I met. He's like, hey, I I know you from.
Nice. Yeah, small world. Small
world. Yeah, I tell you, Rotary. You know, it always comes up, isn't it funny? I wonder, it's those Rotarians do it.
Yeah, those darn Rotarians. It works out, though.
Oh, gosh. So, what are your greatest challenges? Because you're a one-girl show.
Yes.
Basically.
I'm basically a one-girl show. But the last few months, I did acquire an intern, which has been very grateful. I'm grateful that she's with me, and I'm just thankful that I found her because she's really been a great asset to my company. She has a lot of artistic skill, which I'm very thankful for. She has a great personality, which is helpful. And just really, I can ask her to do something and she can look at it, or I can demonstrate it and she's got it. So it's good.
So where did you get her from?
So it's funny, small world. So she's actually my friend's niece. So her husband's niece. She moved here from England 2 years ago. And she'd always told me, she's going to pastry school. So she's like, you should really just ask her to help you. And I just didn't know when or how or have the means. And so one day I was really busy. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to call her. So it just came, it just started from there. And she's been working with me every week, which is great. Like in between her school schedule. And
so how was it for her, you know, okay, so she's going to pastry school and then she probably saw what you were doing and probably questioned you, well, you've never been to pastry school, you know, how can you do this?
She hasn't necessarily questioned that, but she does, she has seen, she has definitely, she likes my technique. I remember when she first started, she said, I really like your technique. I'm learning a lot of different technique as opposed to what pastry school would show her. So, of course, it's all the Risa, let's figure this out technique.
It's true, because you weren't, how would I say, modeled.
Correct.
You just went and tried whatever you could to make it happen.
Yes.
So, and that's very interesting because that sometimes brings out some of the better techniques. You know, when, I mean, one of the weirdest things is onions. You know, people cried with onions. And, you know, I grew up in this business. I've seen chefs doing all type of things, you know, and started crying. And one day on frigging Sesame Street, you know, I see the guy putting the onion into the fridge. Huh. And I'm like, is he serious? And that was the whole secret. Put your onions in the fridge, you will never cry.
Really?
Ever.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I didn't know it. And I felt really stupid because here you are, you know, you do your apprenticeship, you go to hotel school, all that stuff, you know, you do your culinary and that's it. You know, just as simple, put your onions in the fridge.
I didn't
take them out, you cut them, not a problem. Yeah. I haven't cried, over onions for many, many years.
Nice.
Over onions.
Sorry.
That's
sorry,
okay.
I
learned a different technique with the onions.
So you got those goggles?
No, I have contacts, and they're great.
That works. So is there challenge, or not even necessarily challenge, but what is the differences? I was asking earlier, you know, are you using like a home oven? And then I was learning through Eric a while back that when baking, you know, you use different types of ovens. What's something that you've kind of learned through that?
I've only used a home oven. So I don't know the different baking. I know how my oven works.
Do you have one oven at home? Or
one oven.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, one oven. Just it's transferring in and out on baking day, like getting the cupcakes in. Okay, let's put the cake on that level and the cupcakes on that level and just figuring out how the timing works for everything.
And do you like doing the cupcakes better than the actual cakes, or do you have a preference?
So it depends. I go in waves. Yeah. I love doing cupcakes. Minis I love because they're easy. I could just make them look cute and pretty. the bigger cupcakes I like as well. They're a little more time consuming than minis. And the cakes I just love because I can pour more artistic, you know, feedback into those cakes.
Awesome. Yeah. So what tips would you give if someone now said, and let's say it's not necessarily baking. Say it's becoming the queen of tomato soup. Are there certain restrictions for you? How do you work, you know, with, not the FDA, but like with the health part of it?
Right. So I'm still working on that. Yeah. That is one of the things that I'm looking into this year. And our meeting definitely opened a lot of interests in me. I am looking for a commercial kitchen to follow those health restrictions. But definitely, I mean, my kitchen, I keep sanitary.
Actually, they don't say health restrictions.
Or health
requirements.
Requirements, correct. Correct. And they're always changing them.
Sorry.
So
I'm like, okay. No, I have to say, believe me, we are constantly, you know, they come regularly, you know, to check our operation here. And
so it's a little, in the food business, it's a little difficult because they're always not necessarily changing, but adapting their
now we are really inside the food biz, huh?
Yes.
we're getting to the dough,
the real inside.
I like that.
Yeah, so definitely that's one of the other challenges that I'm at right now. I think at the point in my business is definitely I have to look at the next step.
Yeah. Did you find it challenging, you know, to be a woman in this business?
To be a woman in this business, not necessarily. I feel like women are more available in this, but not available, but there's more women bakers. I think men are a little bit of the minority in this side of the business.
This is very interesting. It's just the total opposite in Europe.
Really? Well, that's true.
Men,
but there are a lot of great men. I have a good friend. He's a great baker and great skills. I think there's a lot more women in this area that are the bakers with the custom cakes. So,
and are you a big fan of the shows, the TV
yes.
shows?
Yeah.
Which one's your favorite?
I've always liked Cupcake Wars. I don't think they've had a new. I've been trying.
Like that Cake Boss.
I like.
That was a good one.
Oh yeah.
I watched a little bit of that.
And then Cake Wars. Mm-hmm. One of these days, I aspire to get on one of those shows. I just have to actually submit the application. That's the only thing.
Yeah, you should look into that.
I want to. So it's just sitting
every
down
now
and
then
it.
they do come to San Diego and film some of those shows.
Yeah.
And I know they had like the junior chefs or something like that. Mm-hmm. They had like a casting in San Diego. So yeah, you should definitely look into that.
That's one of my other stuff. So I have a few things. Like I don't have my, you know, written plan, but that's written.
But you have it in your head.
In my head.
You have it in your head and you're like, oh.
The vision board.
Yes.
Vision board.
It would be good if other people could see the vision. Yes. But.
Well, you know, that's also why you're here. So maybe you want to share a little bit of that vision. Are you ready?
Well, I mean, I would love for...
Because you can always come back, then, you know, listen to the show and say, oh, yes. I was very visionary.
Right? There. Well, I don't know what I was thinking about now.
No, but please, share some of your visions with
us. Let me see. Some of my visions would be to get on a show because that would help me grow as well. Because I feel I have a couple of friends that have been on shows and I think it's really helped their business grow. But I don't necessarily need to go that route. I do want eventually, I haven't decided if I really want a storefront or I don't. But if I do, I do want like a little cute storefront, nothing huge because I think the overhead is just kind of ridiculous. And just something that's quaint where you can come in and get your cupcake and have a cup of coffee or a wine or, you know, just have a nice, fun, like cozy experience at that mm-hmm. place. So I have a few different ideas. It's just which one is really gonna make it. I guess which one will really happen.
If you did that, would you just concentrate on cupcakes and cakes Or would you go into pies and like cannolis and fruit custard stuff and all that?
I think I would focus on like maybe three main parts. I've debated on dropping the cookies as one of my things to drop.
Don't drop cookies.
Well, so the cookies that I sell, like I can make cookies, chocolate chip cookies, all those, but the cookies I sell are just like, they're the decorated kind. They're the, yeah, like, oh, yeah, the, yeah, the ones for the favors, the cookie, yeah, favors. So, you know, it's detail and it's royal icing and a sugar cookie. So it's a lot of work. They take a few days. Oh, but wow. Yeah, each cookie takes a few days.
I think we need to see some like live video of her doing that, like on Facebook. She should go Facebook Live, right?
You know, yeah, definitely.
I'd like to see the process of, because if she's saying it takes days, I've never seen that before.
I mean, because you have to bake the cookie, and then you have to initially ice the cookie, and then detail the cookie. So it's a 3-step process, at least, depending on the detail and design.
I'd like to see that. Just the process.
Well, I have been contemplating putting some videos on. I just filmed like a video. I did this splatter cake, which was really cool. So I made a little video I'm going to post this week. It was fun.
Nice.
What, speaking about that, what's your website?
Oh, my website is gigglinggoodiesbyrisa.com. And I have a gallery of some of my goodies. You can also do my Facebook page, which has probably more pictures, and the Instagram page. It's same, Giggling Goodies by Risa.
Okay, so you have two Facebook pages.
Okay, so interesting you asked me that. So when I initially signed on to Facebook, kind of messed up and made it the personal page, which is the Giggling Goodies. And then I realized, oh, wait, that was wrong. I wanted the business page. So then I made Giggling Goodies by Risa. So I started getting a lot of customers on Giggling Goodies. Mm-hmm. So now I have too much, I feel like. So now I have the Risa Nicole, right? That I have my personal page, which is, I'm trying to separate, like put all personal to Risa and all of the business to the actual Giggling Goodies. Mm-hmm. But I can't close off the Giggling Goodies personal one because I have so many clients on there, and that's the one I probably keep up to date the most, which is probably not the right way to do it. And I,
at some point, you got to start pointing them somewhere else.
Yes,
or just warning them, hey, I'm going to shut this down and start.
Right, and I did it at one point, and then office side is definitely a challenge. It's just time.
It's so. Just I think the growing process, because we're growing as we go too, and. Right now we have the Inside the Food Biz, and you're saying, hey, there isn't really that many. Like, yeah, we haven't like took those steps yet because we haven't released the product.
Right.
So right now everybody's getting a sneak peek of the show, but it's not going to be what you hear because, you know, we'll have an intro and maybe some music and that kind of stuff. But we just haven't released it yet. Yes. So when we do, then we're going to start asking for some more likes and all that stuff. But yeah, it does get a little challenging with, you know, getting people to like so many different pages. Yeah.
Yeah, at one point I did tell them and tried to focus on Giggling Goodies by Risa. So I started getting more likes, but then they still come and they find Giggling Goodies first, and they'll friend request me, and I'm like, oh, I should answer that. You know?
Well, one thing that I learned last week is, as far as business wise, and you're going to see this coming a lot from not just this podcast page, but also on Savor Catering, we're going to be doing a lot more like little live video stuff. Mm-hmm. So we learned that they're going to be focusing more on friends and family on Facebook, and as friends and family on your feed, you also are going to be seeing a lot more videos, live videos. So live videos are going to get priority. So
I'm noticing that already.
So you got to release some live videos of you doing something.
I know.
So. Just a heads
it's
up.
in the plan. I was talking to Sally, my intern, and I was talking to her. I'm telling her, we got to make some videos just how we are. Like,
yeah.
Even if they're silly, it's fine.
Yeah, no, so. people like that. We're going to be doing some silly stuff too.
Right? Oh, that comes natural. You know, don't have to fake it. Yeah. Sometimes when I'm in the office, I'm like, okay, you know, for like half an hour, the reality show is really boring. Mm-hmm. You know, no one talks, music plays in the background, and then suddenly out of the blue, you know, boom, bombshell after bombshell.
We have a lot of fun here.
That's good.
We have a lot of fun.
Well, that's a nice thing, you know. We have a bigger office here, you know, and we have five in it, and it's just fun. Also, you know, the exchange is very direct. We can just talk to each other.
Yeah.
And we are coming across a lot of things.
Yeah, whole lot of fun here. But we get some cool visitors. We had actor Jose Yanke stop by. He was in the movie Traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And we get some interesting things going on every now and then. Right now we have some construction going on downstairs, but
yeah, construction. Speaking about things, you know, luckily there's insurance in life, because we had a hot water leak and it went into the foundation, then it came back up, and we just had finished our tasting room and we had to rip out the whole floor, had to cut the bottom 25% of the walls and things like that.
Yeah, so
those are fun things.
these are the fun things.
It's been a mess for about a week or so, but it's in the works. Everything's going to get put back together, hopefully real soon.
Well, they are going to start actually day after tomorrow. They should be starting, you know. We're drilling the concrete and, it's... well, it's what it is. It's what it is, but I do have to say that the people which came are very professional. They draped everything off really nicely, so... so our operation was minimally impacted.
Yeah.
So, and that's really something that you know, especially when we do production and you have the caterings coming up, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you have to deliver on Sunday at 12 o'clock and that's it. It doesn't matter how, you just have to get it.
Gotta figure it out.
Figure it out.
Anything happens, you'll get around it.
Has there been any situations where that's happened to you where like, oh, this just broke, or I just dropped this sheet of cake or something?
Yeah, I dropped a cake before. Oh my gosh, I dropped a cake before. It was so sad. So I just got home. And I just got home from a cruise, so I had sea legs, which first off, I've learned, don't ever say you're going to deliver cake when you get home from your cruise. So I literally got home from the cruise and got home from driving back from the port, finished the cake, like I decorated it, everything, it worked, everything was okay, and I went to go deliver it, everything was great, and I had it and I put it like on a step by their door, and I went to go pick it up to go bring it inside the door, and I let sea legs came in and I dropped it, and I was like
right in front of them.
Yeah.
Oh.
she was so understanding, and I was just like, I'm so sorry, you know, you don't have to pay for it, like, you know, like, yeah. Oh my gosh. And but we put it together, we made it not look like it was hurt. It was a helmet, actually, but the only thing...
That's actually funny. I
like it. Right? The helmet, it worked. No, the only thing that did not work was the face mask broke. And then we just kind of put some mini cupcakes that I had made put around it for the edge that kind of got messed up.
Did you take pictures before it fell?
Yes, I did at home.
Yeah, nice. See, at least you have proof.
Right? I promise works. You, I made it the right way.
Yeah. That works.
Oh gosh.
So that was fun. There's always a challenge somewhere.
No, it's true. It's, you know, it happens all the time, but very often, you know, the client is not even aware of there was a crisis. And,
yes.
And that's actually also, I don't want to say fun about our business, but that also is like kind of, oh, we pulled it off, the client didn't notice it. You
we
know
the behind the scenes.
Yeah. That's what the inside of the food business.
Yes.
Yeah. So every week, Eric always shares a different wine with each guest. How do you like this?
This is very good. I really like it.
Yeah.
What is this, Eric?
Well, actually, we have a Chianti Classico, a 2012 Chianti Classico from Banfi. It's Banfi. Very nice Chianti. I mean, for people which how should I say, love pasta, you know, where usually
pasta.
You would go, you know, probably more likely with the white wine and things like that. You know what? You can do clams with bacon.
Right.
There's the bacon.
There
clams with bacon, you know, with
no
shallots, you know, with a light tomato sauce.
Yeah, Reese was looking at me like, you like bacon, you like pasta,
works.
You like everything. What's,
this
you
wine
like the
totally
tasty
works
treats.
With it.
Yeah. So what goes well? What kind of wine goes well with these tasty treats?
Well, that would probably be more sweeter white wines like a Moscato, or you know what you could drink with that? Lambrusco. I know you would like that.
That's pretty much all I drink. I'm not a big wine drinker, but
yeah.
But Eric on the show, he's going to feature new wines. So if next time you're on and you have something you want, just let Eric know and he'll have it ready for you.
Yeah, we do actually. When's going to be? I think in 2-3 days we have two ladies coming from the American workforce. Oh, yeah. And I got a request, you know, we're going to have a Malbec and a Chardonnay. Mm. Well, there's a lot of choice out there.
Requests. He gets requests and everything. That's...
I kept it. That's
well, you said red.
I did say red. You said you prefer red, white sir. Or red. I said red. This is nice. It's smooth. I like it.
Gosh. Well, so, go ahead.
No. I was saying, well, I appreciate you coming by. Thank you for the goodies. I've had them before, and they're kind of all moved around here, I think, when I was showing them off. But
they kind of moved around with me.
As I was, like, shifting stuff around. But definitely thank you for coming by. Anything else you want to...
We wish you all luck with your business, and please, listeners, you know, go on Risa's website. The pictures are stunning, I do have to say, and that X-Wing, you know, from Star Wars. Hey, Comic-Con's coming up, so,
right.
You know, if you have a Star Wars party, go for it. Yeah. Go for it.
So she's doing weddings, birthday parties... What else?
Anniversaries, baby showers,
bachelor parties,
happy Mondays, whatever, whatever occasion, catering for
quinceañeras,
and catering for like business meetings as well.
Sounds like us.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like us.
Trick of all trades.
I wonder why she's here.
There you go.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. No, I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And if there are anything else you maybe want to share with the listeners,
No, I think we covered a lot.
Like, come buy my
Please. Yes, please. Please contact me for any of your cake orders. Cake, cupcakes, or cookies. I would love to bake for you.
And okay. Reach out on Facebook, Instagram.
Yelp.
Yelp, all that good stuff.
Yep. Pinterest as well.
And what do you go by on Pinterest? Same thing.
Giggling Goodies by Risa. It's
by Risa.
Yep, trademark. Giggling Goodies by Risa.
There you have it. We good? We out?
We're good. And again, thank you, Savor Catering, for sponsoring the show.
We are in the Savor Catering facilities here in South San Diego, and we are it's the official sponsor so far.
Right yeah, now. We so, are so the far, official
so,
sponsor. Yeah,
so far, so good. And there you have it. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes, Podomatic, anywhere you find it. Make sure you... share the goodness, spread it around, let people know about the show. And if you have any guests that you think may be a good fit for the show, make sure you reach out to us. Let us know. We're always looking for guests, always looking for wine sponsorships and any other kind of goodies. So reach out to us. Reach out to Eric, your host. And we are out, right?
And we are out.
Until next week, we will see you. Spread the love, like the page, and let people know what you got going on over here. All right? We are out.
We're out.
Inside the Food Biz. Till next week.